In this episode, you'll discover the number one masculine practice that instantly brings calm, clarity, and a sense of control no matter how out of control things seem. So welcome in, Heroic Husbands, to the Be the Husband She Brags About podcast. This is your one podcast for learning everything you need to know to become the marriage-transforming hero of your relationship. The three specific benefits you'll gain by listening to the end of this episode are: number one, you'll understand how to master your emotions in seconds, no matter what pressure you're experiencing in married life or any other situation in life. Number two, you'll have a practice used by Olympians, military commanders, CEOs, and other peak performing men, ready at hand for the most challenging leadership position on the planet, being a husband. Number three, you'll be able to direct every conversation to the runway of connection and trust by using this. Masculine practice is characterized by breathing in to intensity. The capacity to relax into the intensity of the moment, inner and outer. Way too often in our lives, we overemphasize that the outer situations that we're living in, that those situations are inherently stressful, are inherently painful. There is some inherent quality of suffering in them. And from that perspective, we end up taking on this entitled response of, well, I'm entitled, if it's inherently crappy, if it's inherently bad, if it's inherently unfair, if it's inherently high pressure, etc., etc., well, then I'm entitled to have a shit fit inside. I'm entitled to argue against the situation. Masculine practice is really knowing deep inside yourself that you create your reality from the inside out, always, with no exceptions. If you're inside my mind, does a part of my mind want to argue against this reality? Yeah, pretty much all the time. And, you know, in a room of 10,000 husbands around the planet, I would say the honest husbands are the men that are putting their hands up going, yeah, I know there's a part and multiple parts of me that's arguing with the situation in the given moment. It's arguing, it's resisting what my wife is saying. It's resisting the high pressure situation that we're having to deal with the kids and the teachers and the bullying at school. It's resisting the pressure from the feedback that I'm perceiving that my queen is putting on me in dealing with that situation with finances or at work. The pressure of receiving direct feedback, and we, you know, feedback, that's the polished word, but we will perceive it as criticism very often in the bedroom, etc. It's a plethora of all different situations where some part of our nervous system is arguing against what is. Masculine practice is about relaxing into what is happening internally, and more importantly, relaxing into what is happening initially internally in your nervous system. That's masculine practice. The Michael Jordans of the world, the Elon Musks of the world, the whatever leader in the world, you know, back in the day, Mahatma Gandhi, plenty of times where the external pressure of the situation could have driven any of these men in their nervous system to go into shutdown. You know, do they brace themselves into tension or do they embrace the moment? Do they seek to sedate with distraction and just spit out of their mouth or through their body, you know, whatever, talking or taking action to just sedate from the intensity of what they're feeling? You know, do they go distraction or create traction that's actually going towards a vision that is deeply meaningful? The greatest moment of opportunity to shunt your nervous system into orienting with the moment that's unfolding between yourself and your queen, between yourself and your kids and loved ones, and in any situation. Married life involves a lot of different battlefields on many different fronts, and it can do in any one given time. I've had a really intense couple of weeks, maybe a few months, and it has this quality of multiple really significant battlefields on all fronts. It's like I'm here on the left, parenting, marriage with Matilda, business. God, there's siblings and the will, parents passing. There's a multitude of different things. Dealing with in-laws, Matilda's side of the family, all of these different battlefields. And there's one practice that allows me, and by extension will allow you, in proportion to how much you can train your nervous system into going to this practice as a default in all of these battlefields that you're experiencing. And it's breathing. Simple breathing. Your body, your nervous system is continually breathing, and as a result, most guys will go, yeah, you know, some of you, and I want to just challenge you to lean into this conversation. Your rational mind pick up on it. Resistance can be an immediate, I've heard this before, I know this crap. Mark spoke to this before, I've got that. Or I listened to this on, you know, whatever other podcast. I've read a book on this. Like, I already know this, and you've already dropped off from this episode. So this will be a reminder for many of you. Maybe some of you, it could be the first beautiful moment in your human existence when you're like, oh, you know, you're reflecting on your breath. I'd encourage every single one of you to listen in and to lean into this. Remain with a beginner's mindset, whether you are truly a beginner and this is the first time you've even been invited into the conversation, that your breath is the single most powerful tool available to you, not just in marriage, but in this human experience. And to the guys who want to fancy themselves that I already know this, I set the challenge to you that it's one thing to rationally know something, but that's where 99% of guys disengage, thinking that if I rationally understand a tool or a topic, well, then I'm done. The masculine practice is to realize that the deepest practices, they're simple to rationally understand, but to embody the full benefits of a very simple practice and have it that it spontaneously, like it reaches a state of automaticity in your nervous system where you never look back. That is just without, you don't even have to think about it. It permeates your whole life. That's an entirely different realm. And it's a rare man that gets to that level. Am I at that level? I feel I'm on the path to getting to a certain level where it permeates my whole being. Am I there completely? No freaking way. And yet, I will say that my practice, almost by default, every single conversation, I will come back to my breath. I come back, I ground in. Let's remind ourselves, you know, of the Gottman Institute that have studied conversations. And so often, of course, this isn't just based on a practice base for conversations. This is your kids act up, they're super bold, whatever, they won't go to bed, and well, in actual fact, there could be a conversation there pretty quickly. So what I'm talking about might be relevant predominantly for conversation style scenarios. Spontaneous, your kids are acting up, they're being quote unquote bold, and you conversationally engage with them. You get feedback from your queen, but there's a real intense challenge in receiving that. It ends up being a conversational, an unfoldment of a conversation in many scenarios. Yet it is also true, you know, you are in your last few minutes at work and you receive an email that your nervous system finds really challenging in the moment. It mightn't have an immediate conversational reality, but practicing grounding in on your breath and getting present and coming back to a physiological inner calm and homeostatic state will give you a perspective on that experience that when you go home, you'll be in better form, you'll be more grounded, you'll have a more wholesome bird's eye view perspective on any given situation. So conversational or not, this is a supremely powerful practice. From a conversational perspective and a situational perspective, what happens when people are calm, they take in information. You can listen better. You have way more access to empathy. And you'll have access to humor. You'll have a more humorous, open-minded perspective on what's happening. Again, conversationally, you will be able to bring that to the other, to your queen, to your kids, but you will also be able to evoke that from them. Remember, it's always this foundational principle of your body is transmitting a message that is evoking a response. So you kick off this practice, and I'm going to describe some specific breathing exercises and techniques to use, super simple ones. When you practice this, you bring a physiological calm into your nervous system that completely upgrades the quality of the message your body is transmitting, and thus it evokes gentleness from your queen. It evokes gentleness from your kids. It's very reassuring. Almost without fail, you know, your queen, your kids, they will know that there's some pattern that your way of relating to this scenario that's unfolding, there's a high chance of tension, there's a high chance of resistance, there's a high chance that you could go on blame or shame, or, you know, you'll drop your energy or you'll amp up with unconscious anger, etc., etc., or you'll just avoid the situation. Their nervous systems will know and be acutely aware subconsciously. High chances they're going to be very trigger happy and assuming they know the inevitability of how this is going to unfold. So it's really reassuring for your queen and reassuring for your kids when you practice slowing down your breathing first and grounding in on your breath and thus your whole body. And when you bring that physiological calm, you trigger their mirror neurons where they're like, oh, some part of them, subconsciously at first, then consciously to recognize, oh, you know, my husband, he's actually safe. He's grounded in this situation. I don't have to go with this train of thought, this train of emotional reactivity that's been happening in my feminine body. That's your wife or your kids the same. They go, wow, okay, so we're safe. When people are unsafe, when you don't take that breath, there's a high chance, depending on the situation, but when people get flooded, if neurophysiologically flooded, they tend to go to attack and defend, blame and shame thoughts. There's a high amped reactivity and nothing good. If they can take in information, if they can listen and empathize and access humor when they're calm, well, they can't take in information and they're unable to listen and they can't empathize and they can't access humor and neither can you. So nothing good comes off neurophysiological reactivity in the moment. The heroic husband's personal practice is if you meet a moment, if a situation with your queen, with your kids, or a situation that does not involve anybody per se in that moment, but there's a communication from your world, there's some stimuli from your world that's you're finding really challenging, well then, shut the fuck up and deep and shunt yourself to practicing slow, deep breathing. One breath can be enough to change the tapestry of what's going to unfold in the next 5-10 minutes. And thus the day you're going to have, and thus the week you're going to have. And some of you might be in a scenario where one slow, deep breath and one is enough, 2-3 of them are even better. It could literally transform your marriage and set the conditions for a trustworthy conversation, and it might be the first one you've had in years, and that could be enough to bring some true honesty from your heart, true honesty from your queen's heart, and now your marriage is back on. It literally works like this. You create the causes and conditions for truth to be able to flow. The causes and conditions for the human experience of both people to be able to be expressed into a secure, authentic, free expression space, a safe space. Breath awareness and practice is the number one tool to build this foundation. At the three minute mark of conversations, John Gottman knows, has studied, that he already can predict what the outcome of that conversation is. So if you don't get this breath practice at the beginning of a conversation, within 3 minutes, if things are going down south and it's just going to disconnect, stop. I spoke to this in recent episodes and previously. Stop, restock, time out, take a deep breath. The optimal time, once you notice, be in your body and notice, oh, high stress, high emotional reactivity, and then go to the breathwork practice. I'm going to share with you two ratios of breathing, and they're super simple, man. They're so ridiculously simple, there's literally no excuse not to use them. It's purely psychological laziness that we wouldn't use them. There's 4, 7, and 8, and even simpler, it's 4 and 8. The 4, 7, 8 technique, I suppose we can call it, the ratio, it's breathe in for 4, hold for 7, breathe out for 8. Foundationally, I want you to have a deep understanding of the simplicity of this. Why do you breathe in for, forget about the breath hold for a second, but like you breathe in for 4 and you breathe out for 8 on both of these. So it's, if you breathe in for 4 on, breathe in for 4, you breathe out for 8. Why that difference? When we breathe in, if you were hooked up to all the neurophysiological and the hormonal, all this super cool analysis of what's happening in your body and your biochemistry, when you're breathing in, we all stimulate our sympathetic nervous system. When we're breathing out, we're shunting the neurophysiological stimulation of the parasympathetic nervous system. So if you breathe in for 4 seconds and you breathe out for 8, you are shunting the neurophysiological drive to go towards parasympathetic, which is rest, digest, it's calming. It creates calm where there's chaos before. If you were breathing in for 8 and breathing out for 4, you would be effectively putting your foot on the accelerator of the nervous system, not putting your foot lightly on the brake, slowing things down. So breathing in is foot on the accelerator. Breathing out is calming things down, slowing the pace internally down. And from that slowing down internal pace, you're going to bring that calming slowness, that masculine stillness, which is so nourishing to people that are around you, who their nervous systems are amped up. There's a lot of reactivity in them. There's a lot of thinking, and you do this breathwork practice, you're going to bring them within a few of your breaths in a supportive masculine leadership way to a slower pace internally. The unfoldment will be beautiful. So that's the difference between the breath in and the breath out. The breath hold, tons of research on it. It's a way of bringing calm. I'm just going to leave it at that. A breath hold, it really helps settle the mind down. To do a breath hold, it sort of forces you to access a level of stillness inside. And from that stillness comes more calm. So breathing in for 4, hold for 7, breathe out for 8, and then breathe in for 4, out for 8. Let's do a trial run of this. If you're driving, if you're doing anything beyond, you know, obviously take due precautions. If you're doing anything that's super, well, it will help get you more present, but don't shut your eyes and don't do it if you're doing anything that is dangerous. If you're out for a walk, you know, stop. Possibly a better idea. You know, just judge your environment. So if you ready yourself there, and you already have got yourself where you know this is safe to be done, no closing eyes, we'll do one round of this together. Breathe out the air in your lungs. Breathe in. 2, 3, 4. Hold. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Breathe out. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Done. Simple as that. Breathe in for 4, hold for 7, breathe out for 8. Now, if you're racing around in your head, you know, caught in your head, just wanting an information overdrive, very often as men in this profoundly sick society, we negate or resist anything that brings us into our body. So it's like, you know, just Mark, give me the information. What's the formula? I'll try it. And then you never actually trial it. And if you're in your head, well, possibly you're in your head and maybe you're not so physiologically in a stress state. So you may not notice any distinct difference with just that one breath. Touch base with yourselves. Have you noticed a calming in your nervous system doing that one breath? Of course, it'd be more powerful. We're trying to create almost like a live breathwork experience, and you can't tell me the response. But if there was 100 guys in a room, quite a number with just one breath, with the conditions and everybody was sitting there, nobody's driving or running or doing, you know, chopping up food for the dinner and as you're listening to the podcast or whatever. A lot of guys with one breath would start reporting, yeah, there's some slowing down of my thinking. There's a nudge towards feeling calmer and a softening in the body, etc., etc. If you did that for 2 or 3 breaths in a row, it gets really distinct. The 4 seconds breath in, 8 seconds breath out. I'm not going to trial that. I encourage you to trial that afterwards. Just play around with it. Get that training happening so your body and nervous system can respond to it. It's the exact same principle. Breathe in for 4, breathing out for 8. You're shunting the neurophysiological momentum to create the conditions for parasympathetic nervous system to become more dominant. Is one breath enough? One conscious breath enough? Well, it's a damn good start. 2, 3 of them at the very beginning of an interaction with your queen, with your kids, an interaction with your environment that has triggered some stress response inside of you, some emotional reactivity. It's a damn powerful start. From my practice, I've brought this where if I'm in conversation with Matilda, and hey, recently I've been mentioning in recent episodes, man, it's been really gruelingly intense. Stupendously deep subconscious patterns. I've been speaking with radical directness to my queen, actually bringing a lot of masculine challenge to her. Like really going to, it's like, hey, I've done the meeting your feminine needs and feminine grows from praise and appreciation. It's like, I've maxed that and I'm bringing the masculine challenge to you. There has been a level of emotional intensity both sides. Lots of tears, major kick-ass breakthroughs. And it's just watch this space. There's incredible changes happening in the movement, in the podcast, etc. going forward. Synergizing king and queen, masculine and feminine coming in together. So it's awesome what's happening behind the scenes. What's coming is truly world-changing and marriage-changing to the nth degree. It's a fantastic evolution. It's to say that the intensity has been there, pretty much more intense and going more radically direct with my direct challenge to my queen. So my practice had to be really impeccable through all of these conversations, really bringing my queen to the darkest recesses of her nervous system in a loving, masculine, direct way, going, hey, I want you on the bridge. Like, I'm doing my work over here. I'm not enlightened, but I'm doing a ton of work my side. Maybe some or many of you guys can resonate with that. We got the feminine challenge to get our shit in order, but you're doing a ton of work your side, and maybe you resonate with your queen just isn't really lifting her finger her side to, you know, get deep in under what her wounds are, what her reactive responses are. This is a big part of myself and my own marriage and with the changes in the movement moving forward, is to bring to bring an equally intense and loving and supportive environment in the podcast and in our community and products going forward for masculine and feminine, for king and queen, for husband and wife, for both to do ferociously deep inner work. This breathwork practice has allowed me, and more importantly, or equally as importantly, has allowed my queen to access a state of calm in stupendously intense moments of conversation, lots of tears, the expression of anger, of resentment, of fears, of shame, of disappointment, an immensity of human experience happening through us without any coach, without any shadow work process, without any container, without a counselor there, without a husband and a wife with great honesty, with great intentionality and a desire to create a life and a marriage that we get what we want. And that's been the thing. It's like, baby, I want to get what I want. And that's what I want. That's what I don't want. What do you want? What do you not want? And it's got really real and juicy and amazing. Next level for us. And my breath practice is and has been the foundation of allowing that beauty to unfold in within myself, honoring my truth to my queen in a way that she could receive it, cleaning my plate, you know, so she'd receive my words. And it's all breath awareness. When my queen was going through rocky times and firing untidy stuff my way and going through intense tears, just breathing, slow, deep breathing. Breathing in for 4, out for 8. And I get to the point where I'm not doing a count of the practice. I just know in general. And I encourage you for that. You know, keeping a count in the practice feels awkward or it intrudes on being fully present with your queen. Just know in general, a shorter inhalation and a longer exhalation, that's enough. Slow, deep inhalation and a slower, you know, more prolonged exhalation, that will shunt everything in your favor. It's a really powerful idea. It bears slowing down to marinate in this point again and again. The world's most successful male performers, and clearly the female performers use it as well, from a masculine perspective, the most successful men on the planet use this simple technique all the time. They train their nervous system to be the calm in the storm, to be that mountain in the storm, and that can get the job done at the highest level. My encouragement, and name my direct masculine challenge to you, is take this episode, take it on with the greatest sincerity that you've taken any episode on. If of all the ones that you've listened, this, have this as your foundational go-to awareness as a man. And everything that comes thereafter, this will be the portal that will bring through all the other tools and strategies and mindsets that you've listened to in the podcast. Because again, with emotional reactivity taking over, until you establish the breath, you won't have access to all the other 200, 100, 10 episodes of super cool information. It won't come through you. It won't come, and that epic shit that you have listened to in the podcast or read in that book or those many books, it won't pop up until you have neurophysiological calm. And neurophysiological calm is accessible through these breathing techniques. You want epic shit to flow in your life? Start with the breath. This episode has been in perfect alignment with the mantra of this beautiful movement. Better husbands today, better world tomorrow. Go have an amazingly beautiful kingly day.